From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California lawmakers are raising questions about the governor's commitment to implementing the proposed Medi-Cal expansion under the federal health law. At a budget hearing Wednesday, assembly members probed state health leaders about the two options laid out in the governor's spending plan, either a county-based or statewide expansion. In either scenario, the administration wants to re-examine which level of government is responsible for which services. But Assemblymember Holly Mitchell says it doesn't make sense to look into that right now.
Our primary concern is the time we're spending figuring out that how to do it could potentially slow down the process and potentially derail it when it really isn't necessary, because we've got the cover. The federal government has our back on this.
Brown's administration says the state is committed to expanding Medi-Cal, but it has to be implemented in a financially sustainable way. Two Medi-Cal expansion bills will be up for floor votes in both houses of legislature today. The California Public Utilities Commission taking full responsibility for widespread budget errors discovered through two state audits. The Department of Finance and Legislative Analysts' Office released the audits earlier this year. They revealed ineffectiveness in management practices and flawed budget forecasting that could mean ratepayers were overcharged. Paul Clannon is executive director at the PUC.
The few people that we've had doing these processes, which were not fully documented, have been inadequately supervised and inadequately managed, including by me. Ultimately, I'm the one who's responsible for the management of the commission and for these problems and for fixing them.
Clannon told lawmakers at a hearing on the audits Wednesday that at no point did the mistakes lead to ratepayers being overcharged. The audits reveal that only one employee oversaw 14 special funds. It also found some PUC records did not include transactions ranging from roughly $40,000 to $275.